Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nina. I need to advise you the call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hi. My name's Ashley Sellers, and I'm having a bit of an issue, I guess, with my current unemployment claim. It says there's an issue stopping my payment because it's an invalid employer, and it says it's listing me as the employer. And I tried like reopening a claim, but it doesn't give any like past employers like listed, or does it give me the opportunity to fill in like any of my recent employers? And I've called the 800-361 number to schedule an appointment for them to call me back a couple of times, no one has called me back. And so I figured I could call this line maybe and see if I could reopen the claim and give the information about my most recent employer to fix that issue, or just reopen a claim entirely just to like have a claim that's like valid, I guess.
Okay. Are you doing weekly certifications now?
Well, it says that the status of my current claim has been denied, so there's no option for me to file any weekly claims.
May I have your Social Security number?
Of course. It's 421-53-2741.
And may I have your name and your mother's maiden name?
Of course. It's Ashley Elizabeth Sellers, and my mother's maiden name is Ingram, Ingram.
And what is your date of birth and your driver's license number?
My date of birth is 10/18/2001, and my driver's license number is 9625439.
Excuse me. Okay, it does say your claim is inactive. That's why it won't let you do another weekly certification. So I will have to reopen you.
Okay.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
I do not.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Have you worked since the last time you filed an unemployment compensation claim?
No.
And what is the reason for the break in your claim?
Does that mean like...
Why did you stop doing weekly certifications?
Oh, because it didn't give me the option to do them in the first place. And there's an issue on my original claim.
Okay, what do you mean it didn't give you the option?
Like, it just... I filed for unemployment before... and so I know about doing like weekly certifications and whatnot, but this time whenever I like tried to go like file weekly certifications, I didn't see a place to file my weekly certification.
Okay. Did you try to call in to file your weekly certification?
I did not. I didn't realize that was like an option. I guess maybe I just missed that on the website.
Because anytime you can either file it online or you can call in.
Okay, understood. So what should I say is the breaking claim this time?
You have on here issue with last claim.
Yes.
The reason why you didn't do a weekly certification. I put unable to, did not have access online.
That'd be great, yeah.
Because that's what you just told me.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
I have not.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
It has not.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years? Hello?
Hello?
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, I have not.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
I have not.
And what is your mobile telephone number?
It's 334-655-4489.
And your date of birth is October 18, 2001?
2001. Yes, ma'am.
Your mother's maiden name is Ingram?
Yes, ma'am.
And you have an Alabama driver's license number 962-5439?
That's correct.
And what is your race?
White.
And are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
A bachelor's degree.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
I am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
I did not.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
I have ADHD, but I don't know if that qualifies as disabled.
It's up to you. Do you consider yourself disabled?
I guess not.
Because you put on here, yes.
Did I?
I didn't fill this out. It's already been filled out, but I have to go over the questions again. So you want me to change it to no? Or yeah, let's keep it yes.
I guess
you're overthinking it. Don't overthink
it. Okay.
You just told me that you have ADHD.
Yes, ma'am.
And the question is, do you consider yourself disabled?
I have other mental health issues on top of that,
okay.
Most of the time, no.
Excuse me, right now. I need you to say yes or no.
I guess I'll just go with no. Most of the time, no.
Most of the time, no.
Yes, ma'am.
So that means yes.
Okay.
See, you understand what the information. See, I didn't know about your medical issues. You just told me.
Yes,
now,
ma'am.
I see yes on here, and then you're saying no. Then you're saying most of the time no. So the answer to that is
most of the time I'm not disabled, but there are some parts of the month where I am,
okay.
Like mentally, yes.
So the answer to that is. Hello.
Hello. Sorry. I'm sorry. I do have a tendency to overthink things. I don't mean to make this difficult. I'm so sorry.
So why are you making it difficult?
Well, because I don't want to put the wrong answer on there. I'll just go.
Let me tell you that the answer to that is not going to make or break you. It's just the truth.
Yes, ma'am. I guess I. The majority of the month, no. So I guess I'll just say no. I guess you can change it to I'm not disabled because I'm not the majority of the time, I would say.
Okay, now would you like my opinion, even though I'm not supposed to give it?
I would love your opinion, yeah.
Okay. My opinion is yes. because you said that you have ADHD. That is not going to stop you from getting a job or looking for a job or not getting a job. This is just giving me a history.
Gotcha. Okay. Then, in I guess, you know.
I know what?
Then, I guess, yes, then. If I do have ADHD, then, yeah. and that does, and that
exactly.
does count your disability. Then
exactly.
I'll go with yes.
Okay. And we'll just move on from that. That's all.
Okay.
It's not a make or break you question.
Okay.
And what is, verify your residential address.
It's 414 North College Street, Unit 3, Auburn, Alabama, 36830.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
It is. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what was your occupation?
I guess the closest thing that I've seen is public relations.
And are you seeking this type of work?
I am, yes, ma'am.
Are you in a union?
I'm not.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
I'm not.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you currently, are you available to accept full-time? Are you
yes.
available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Probably 10.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$10.50.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
I am not.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
I'm not.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Are you available for and seeking work in Alabama?
Yes.
You indicated earlier that you have not worked since the last time you filed a claim for unemployment compensation.
That's correct. Hello?
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
If approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that might be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And what is the name of the bank?
Auburn University Federal Credit Union.
Okay, is that checking or savings?
Checking.
May I have the routing number and the bank account number?
Of course. The routing number is 2622-83908.
And could you repeat that number for verification?
Of course. 2622839 08.
And the bank account number?
It's 121-000-406-326.
And could you repeat that number for verification?
Absolutely. It's 121-000-406-326.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
I am not.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties. You certify that all of your answers are true and correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You hereby file a claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. You agree?
Yes, ma'am.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
That's correct.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
Yes, ma'am.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed, file your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the home page, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday at 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Your PIN number is 4798.
Great.
Additional instructions are in the Benefits Rights and Responsibility booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standings with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, claimants attending directly approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Call Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision is made on your claim. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least three potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list three work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center.
Okay.
Do I
need to provide you with my most recent employer's phone number and address?
It didn't ask. It says I'm reopening you.
Gotcha. So I guess my question is, how do I resolve the issue with my unemployment claim?
Okay, wait, first, let's finish.
Okay, sorry.
Doing now, and then you'll have. Between now and Sunday, you have to update your resume on the website alabamaworks.alabama.gov and do your three work searches. You can go to the Career Center in your area if you need help doing that. Come Sunday, you have to start doing weekly certifications. The phone number is 800-752-7389.
And that's starting
Sunday.
Like next Sunday.
Okay, Sunday.
Great. So anytime between the 18th and the 23rd?
Sunday is the 18th, yes.
Perfect.
But try to do, my recommendation is to do your weekly certifications every week. Try to do it Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. Don't wait till Friday.
Perfect. So your recommendation is if I can file it on Sunday, to file it on Sunday.
Yes.
The 18th, and every Sunday after that. Perfect.
Your transaction number confirming I reopened your claim is
498-088-405.
So what's going to happen is when you start doing your weekly certifications, if they need to update your employer, they're going to reach out to you. If they allow you to continue doing weekly certifications, do it to exhaust and then do the other employer.
Gotcha. Okay. So just to confirm, I'll start doing my weekly certifications either online or if it's for some reason not online with the number you provided me on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, and then just wait roughly 3 weeks or so for...
No, you have to do it every week until they process your claim.
Every week, but then whether or not my claim is active or whether or not I find out if the unemployment office needs anything else from me will come within about 3 weeks of me of today and still filing every single week.
The answer to that is yes and no. Okay.
You're
concentrating on processes in 3 weeks. That's if there's no issues, but in the meantime, you still have to do weekly certifications until you get a job.
Perfect. Okay, that works for me.
Okay, is there any further assistance I can help you with today?
I don't think so. No, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you.
I just do have one more question. I have been like calling the issues line, like I mentioned, the 361 number. And I've done that a couple of times, and I've been told that people are going to call me between 7 and 5. And I've done this a couple of times, but no one has gotten back to me at any time. And I was just curious as to what the reasoning for that might be.
Okay, what did you need from the inquiry? What was your question?
My question was trying to fix the invalid separating employer issue on my most recent claim, the one that we just reopened, and giving them that information.
Okay, well, you can create a ticket. Do you have a pencil so I can show you how to create a ticket since you can't get the inquiry online at 5 p.m.? You have to call Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to set up a phone call appointment for the next business day.
That's what I've been doing. I've been calling. I have a calendar reminder set for me, so I call immediately at 5, and I've called them immediately at 5 a couple of times, and I get the appointment, and they say that, oh, someone's going to be in touch with you the next day between 7 and 5, and then, today, I was supposed to get a call between 7 and 5, and no one has called me, and this has happened a couple of times now. And
okay.
I'm just kind of confused as to why.
It's 5 o'clock now?
It's 3:10 right now.
Okay.
But this isn't the first time that I haven't been contacted. So I figured I'd try to go a different way or reopen the claim.
Well, I can, in the inquiry department's defense, sometimes when they call the claimant, the voicemail is full or there's no answer.
Gotcha. I haven't missed any calls. Anytime I've tried to, but I'll be sure to clear out my voicemail in case it's full.
Okay. The other way is creating a ticket. Go to the website adol.alabama.gov, and Alabama is spelled out, adol.alabama.gov.
Okay.
Click on the first category at the top, I am. Select claimant, choose claimant.
Okay.
And then scroll down till you see request or provide claim information.
Okay.
In the middle of that page, after you click that, in the middle or almost at the bottom of the page, it's going to say, please select the subject.
Okay.
And a drop down arrow. Your subject would be, weekly certification problem.
Okay. Not invalid, separating employer?
That's not one of the options.
Okay.
And then right below that is going to say comment and questions. In that box, that's when you let them know that you have a new separating employer and the name of the employer.
Okay.
The first day you started working there, the last day you stopped working there, and the reason you're no longer working there. Make sure you put discharge or quit in the reason.
Gotcha.
And any other questions you have about your old claim, or let them know that you reopened this claim. This is how you give them the, do the inquiries.
Okay.
And then submit it.
Awesome. That's super useful.
Okay. Is there any further assistance I can help you with today?
That will be all. Thank you so much. You've been a huge, huge help. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.